And so when he performed these great miracles, he says, it's not me that's doing it. He says, it's the Father. He would say the one within me or the Father within me. He says, the one within me is what's doing these works. These are great works. And then one time the disciples came to him and they kept saying, Jesus, you keep talking about this Father within you. Show us this Father. Where is he? And he says, look at me. He says, he who has seen me has seen the Father. He says, if you look at me and realize that this is in me, he says, then you've seen the Father. And they thought, they couldn't figure out what he's talking about. They just thought he was being humble because he was just saying that, you know, it's glory to God type stuff. But it was really, he had this entity within him. And who was this entity that was within him?
Christ.
It was the Christ. Now, for each planet, there is a position called the Christ. And there is a high entity that occupies that position. There's another position, the Father position. And there's an entity that occupies that. Anybody know who he is?
Sennet
Kamara, or he's called the Ancient of Days in the Bible. Or he's called the Father. And his residence is in Shambhala. And that's a higher level than Christ. The Christ and his kingdom is called the Kingdom of God. And that's the next step up for us. The Kingdom of God is the fifth kingdom. The human kingdom is which? Fourth kingdom. And the animals are the third, vegetable kingdom is the second, and mineral kingdom is the first. So we have all these kingdoms. And the seventh, the highest, is called Shambhala, and that's where the Ancient of Days lives in an etheric city. Okay, build a matter more fine than regular earthly matter. So we have a connecting link. Christ was connected, or Jesus was connected to the one that held the office of the Christ, and in the Bible, he was Melchizedek in a past life, and he was also Krishna of Indian fame. But he's been a great avatar in numerous past lives. And his spirit descended into the body of Jesus. And for over 3 years, the two people occupied the body at the same time. Jesus and the Christ both occupied the body. And when Jesus performed a miracle, like I say, he would often say, it's not me that does this, it's the one that is in me that does these great works. And so we have a connecting link from Jesus to the Christ to the Ancient of Days. And then the Ancient of Days is connected to who?
Soul.
Solar Logos, right. And the Solar Logos is connected to who?
The one about whom not can be said.
Right. The next big kahuna is of such a high order that he has no name that we know of. He's called the one who... the one about whom not can be said. And he presides over at least seven different solar systems. DK isn't clear whether it's seven solar systems or seven groups of solar systems, but he presides over a large group, and that's the highest entity that has been revealed to us. It's maybe a galactic logos, but I don't think the galaxy itself is evolved enough to have produced a logos to govern it. I think the government of the galaxy, I believe, is still in formation. And the government of the whole universe is still in formation. But the Spirit of God exists throughout all the kingdoms. And the intelligence of God is gathering everything together in the higher and higher orders. So in the end, we'll have perfection that we have dreamed of. But it's going to be a very long time to get to the end result. Then, of course, when we do get to the end result of this universe, it'll fold up because perfect balance will be reached. And then a new universe will be created later on with a little bit different properties. So what brought the power of heaven down to earth in the days of Jesus was that connecting link. And then he organized a molecule of 12. Now Jesus and the Christ were members of a molecule of 12 units on the other side. When he had his crisis in the Garden of Gethsemane, where he was suffering nigh unto death, an angel appeared and strengthened him. And that angel was a member of his molecule that came and provided him with the energy necessary for him to continue on to the crucifixion and resurrection. So there's two great molecules governing this earth. One, the Ancient of Days, has a molecule of seven units. And the Christ has a molecule of 12 units. And with the male and female energy, that would expand to 24. But each unit is a composite of male and female energies. So he organized his little group into 12 units. Now, the Bible doesn't tell us about females being there outside of it. All it says is a company of females followed Jesus around. That's just about all it says. And we have some individual names mentioned, like Mary and Martha and Mary Magdalene and so on. But it doesn't itemize them. But I believe for every male, there was a counterbalance of the female. And it may not have been organized specifically, because back in those days, they didn't. The people really didn't have any clue what an atom or molecule was. But Jesus, I believe, organized them so their energy was balanced. And then it says, and he gave them power, and then they went out and did the same type of miracles that Jesus was able to do. And then came the time that he was betrayed by Judas. And when he was betrayed by Judas, what happened? It shattered the energy of the molecule. Before that time, everybody was courageous. They were willing to follow Jesus unto death. But after the betrayal, it's like they turned into a bunch of scared sheep after that. And Jesus himself took Peter, James, and John to the garden to meet his dweller on the threshold. And the dweller on the threshold, actually the whole planet. And there he encountered this, plus he was drained of his energy, because you take any molecule and you take one atom out of it, it destroys the whole molecule. And so the whole molecule lost its power when Judas betrayed them. And so this sucked a lot of energy out of everybody involved. Now, it doesn't say why Jesus just brought three with him. I think he just brought three with him because the others were probably asleep back where they had the Last Supper, because the energy was just sapped out of all of them. And then he takes them to the garden, and he says to them, the Bible words that watch with me for an hour. And in the Greek, it more literally reads, stay awake and aware for 1 hour with me, is what he was asking. Not to just so much stay awake, but stay aware. And so he went and prayed, and he came back, and they're all three of them were asleep. Now, why would all three of them just fall asleep? It was not that late or anything. But they fell asleep because all the energy was sapped out of them, because the energy of the molecule that was flowing through it from the Ancient of Days and the Christ was just zapped. It was gone. And they were all on their own. And not only on their own, it was worse than they were before, because all that when you're given a lot of energy and then the energy is taken out, it can make you very weak. And so that's why the apostles fell asleep. And so Jesus come and he woke them up, and he says it's important, because what Jesus was trying to do, he took three, and this created a triad. And he thought that if I can create a triad of energy, it can give me enough energy so I can complete my mission. So he didn't have the 12 anymore, but he had the three most potent disciples. And he felt that if they would stay awake, they could supply him with the energy he needed to complete what he had to do. And so he woke him up and he said, I told you, stay awake with me for 1 hour. And then he goes back and he prays again. And then after a few more minutes, he looks back and they were asleep again. He couldn't believe it, you know. He goes back and he wakes them up a second time. And then he goes back and he prays, Father, if it be thy will, remove this cup from me. This is a heck of a burden you're placing on me. And it says he was sorrowful nigh unto death. And then the third time, the apostles fell asleep again. You know, no one's ever explained this. Why in the world couldn't they stay awake? He just asked for 1 hour. He pleaded with them for 1 hour of their time, and they fell asleep three times. Now, it's almost beyond reason why this would happen unless there's some supernatural explanation. So they fell asleep three times. And he after the third time, his soul was nigh unto death. And then somebody in his molecule saw that he needed help. If he didn't have help, he was going to die before he could finish his mission. So an angel, it said, an angel descended and strengthened him. And then after, so he got charged up with energy from his spiritual molecule. And then he goes to the disciples and says, sleep all you want, now it doesn't matter anymore. You were completely useless.
Were they awake to hear it?
What?
Were they awake to hear him say that?
Yeah, I'm sure they were at that point.
I have a question about that. If they were asleep, and he was himself, how did we record the prayer that he had?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe he explained it to him after he met with him after his resurrection. Because he spent quite a bit of time with them after his resurrection. And they weren't asleep all the time. They're, you know, asleep and awake. And it's quite possible they heard a few sentences like, Father, if this is possible, remove this cup from me. They might have heard that out of their ears before as they were falling asleep. Who knows? Maybe they were trying to stay awake and listening as much as they could. But I believe they were trying to stay awake. They just couldn't because their energy was just zapped.